Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tom Thayer.
I respect Matt Nagy and his visor.
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
There was one time we were playing Tampa short yards goal line. I was in the end zone waiting for Harbaugh to throw me the ball. Instead of throwing the ball, he ran it in. And I go, Jim, you could have padded your stats by throwing me a 1-yard pass. He goes, I know, but I thought you would drop it.
Did you think you had good hands?
Yeah, I know I did.
41-12.
Look at these things.
1985 Super Bowl champion.
Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans.
Tom Thayer with Molly and Hall on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight, always a somewhat humiliating experience to talk to a man as great as Tom Thayer. And he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We are unworthy, but we do get a chance to talk to him. Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
Oh, you know, I'm probably in the same mood that you guys are in, and disappointed and frustrated and searching for answers and, you know, looking over the tape and trying to see what direction you go in at this point. And, you know, I guess you got to get ready for the Steelers on Monday night, which is going to be one of the most hostile environments that they'll play in all year, even worse than Cleveland and, you know, some of the other ones they play in.
Tom, what's so frustrating is that you get the play out of the quarterback, you get Justin Fields to do what he did, and your defense lets you down. The 49ers only have the ball for 22 and a half minutes, but they scored 24 points in the final 21. That's unacceptable. What do you think was the biggest problem defensively?
You know, I think there was some poor, you know, for example, the first third down they face, they had seven defensive linemen and linebackers at the line of scrimmage with one defensive back in press coverage. And so when Jimmy G went to the line of scrimmage, he goes, oh, my God, I have Kendall Vildor who's playing off with outside leverage and no safeties in the middle of the field. So on this third down that I was going, God, one of my keys to the game was, you know, Bears, the first defensive stand, they got to go three and out to give the Bears good field position to allow it get in the scoring position. But then it it was a defensive concept that it didn't work. The second level of guys was Kendall Vildor, Duke Shelley, and Jalen Johnson. And it was just an easy decision from that point on. And then they went, you know, they ended up going down the field and I think missing the field goal. But, you know, yeah, some poor initial lineups that gave Jimmy Garoppolo an opportunity to do an evaluation and understand where the ball was going to go. Challenging to the coverages that the DBs couldn't really hang into the hip pocket with the receivers, and then when they got in a position where the receiver was making a break, they were getting in an efficient catching position. And then some of the, you know, I can't remember how many plays I counted, but some of the undisturbed quarterback opportunities to sit behind the line of scrimmage and just sit there and wait and wait and wait for that receiver to get open and then, boom, throw him the ball. So, you know, I was kind of disappointed in I'm not going to say defensive effort. I'm going to say some of the positions that they lined up in before the snap of the ball.
Hmm. How did you think Larry Borum did? That was a highlight.
You know, I guess kind of played, you know, the right tackle position after being, you know, off the field for a couple weeks in kind of in a game time condition. You're not going to replicate what's going to be asked of you when you go out there and you practice, and you practice at the tempo that they practice at nowadays, and the fact that you're only in pads one day. Yeah, you get to, you know, dip your toe in the water, but it's not necessarily a recreation of what's expected of you. So I still want to cultivate his talent, and I want to see where, at what level he grows to. And if Jason Peters wasn't there, I would probably continue the process at left tackle rather than right tackle. But, you know, I'm encouraged by what I see, and I want to take it to week two.
Tom, did the season get away from the Bears yesterday? I mean, 4-4, 3-5, there is a difference. And I feel like if you win that game, you have a little different big picture perspective than maybe you do if you lose it. And I just wonder if you feel, is that part of the frustration that we can hear in your voice?
Yeah, you know, to me, the season got away when Aaron Rodgers decided to come back and play in Green Bay. And then I've said it before that I thought everybody was fighting for second place in this division. The most encouraging thing to me from yesterday was kind of watching the process of Justin and how elusive of an athlete he can be and how he can extend plays. And the more familiar he becomes with the passing game, I think the better quarterback he's going to become. Yeah, you know, you think the Bears had 176-yard rushing, 100 of it was from Justin, and I think 10.3 a carry or something. So, yeah, that part of it is exciting, and it's going to be challenging to the opponents if they don't run a kind of a style of defense that's going to try to keep him into the pocket. But, you know, I just wanted to see continuous development. I was all frustrated all week, David, when a team comes in here on a four-game losing streak, but they're favored by 4 points in your home stadium. I just kind of wanted to see if these guys were able to answer the bell and kind of take that message personally and come out with a performance and, you know, beat the 49ers.
Justin Fields, the great scramble play will be the one on the highlight tape, but the other one where he threw a touchdown pass to the tight end Jesse James, great catch. That's the one that made you feel encouraged about his process moving forward. I was saying to David, I thought the one play where they went empty backfield and he got rid of the ball quickly and found the tight end and just on the side of the field, that's the kind of play you got to make, and he made it. And I thought there were moments like that in the game that were very encouraging.
I agree with you, Molly, and that was really exciting to see is what the future holds. But then let's go back to play two, where Justin is kind of rolling to his left-hand side. He's got three receivers open, two of them being tight ends, and he doesn't throw the ball, where he runs it and he awkwardly slides head first and hits the ground. It's that type of play so early in the game get the ball out of your hand, into the hands of one of your playmakers, and you, that's what your responsibility ends. Don't, you know, pass up three receivers that are open second play of the game and then, you know, take that impactful slide on your noggin, because you got to protect yourself. And the reason the plays are designed for you to a moving pocket rollout, whatever you want to describe it at, is that ball's got, it's got to be thrown. And I think if you do that early in the game, you're saying, okay, this, you know, they're having some creativity with the quarterback position and his athleticism. You got three receivers to that side. You get the ball out of his hands. Okay, now we better start controlling the contain rush of the defensive ends. We better have the second level linebacker hang with the tight end a little bit longer. And then you start exposing your opponent to the things you can do well. So, yeah, I am super excited. The throw he made to Jesse James for the touchdown in the end zone, impressive. Rolling to his left, right-handed quarterback, throws it accurately. But, you know, I think of every play in the game, not just the good ones.
Tom, who do you think was the best quarterback on the field Sunday?
Experienced Jimmy Garoppolo, athletically Justin Fields. I still think, but Trey Lance was never on the field. It would have been interesting to see what he would offer San Francisco at that point with a strong running game, but they don't have a marquee tight end in George Kittle, but they do have a marquee receiver in Samuel. But still, like I said, athletically Justin by far, but Jimmy Garoppolo, experience and being able to come into a hostile environment, even though there is a strong support of 49ers fans in the building. I think that he did a nice job of patiently waiting for his receivers to open and getting the ball to them efficiently.
Oh, boy, Tom.
Yes,
I, you know, the
I
defense,
agree.
Man, I got to tell you, the second half of that game, I know the Bears only punted twice, but they never had to punt. You didn't force a single punt in a professional football game with a defense. And I get it, you know, max out, and that's huge. There was no pass rush. But that and Eddie Jackson got hurt. We can make excuses, but that's very, very deflating.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's disappointing because, listen, if you're hanging your hat on Khalil Mack being there or not, then I guess, you know, you are fighting for third place or whatever, because you can't just let one – although, listen, man, I love Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And, he works hard in practice. He takes on, multiple blockers. Teams have to control their pass protection accordingly. But, you know, I mean, I need Akeem. I need Blackson. I need Blau Nichols. I need Quinn. I need even blitzes by Roquan because he's a good blitzer. So I need creativity when Khalil's not in the lineup and your defense has to, you know, somehow get to the quarterback somehow.
Tom, I don't want to oversimplify this or go full meatball on you, but it does seem like since Jalen Johnson posted the Instagram photo of him being fined and since he created the controversy and brought that attention onto himself, he's had two subpar games. I don't know where he was yesterday, but I know that you had Deebo Samuel owning you. And it was, he dominated your defense, and you do have a shutdown corner that you could have done something about it with, and yet he was nowhere to be found. What has happened to him in the last 2 weeks?
You know, he has no aggressive anticipation because they're not getting consistent pressure on the opponent's quarterback. If you sit there and you overreact to a route and that receiver double moves you, then it's going to be 6 points, not a tackle for a 10-yard gain. And, you know, Jalen is a good long cornerback, and he's got a really bright future. But he can be a really good cornerback if he's supported by the guys up front. And, you know, you can't give Jimmy Garoppolo from 4 to 6 seconds on multiple plays with a guy like Samuel and think you're going to cover him the whole time. And then, like I said, some poor defensive design at the line of scrimmage that gave Jimmy Garoppolo immediate notification where he's going to go with the ball because of how the defense is lined up. And then there's a couple times, even on that long pass right before the end of the first half, super disappointed in the reaction of the safeties. Even though it was an interior route, the safeties never dropped to a point
right
where there could be double coverage against them.
I got to tell you, I mean, it was just one of these games. I thought on the 83-yard, I just thought everybody was waiting for someone else to make a play. And I don't know how you let that guy beat you at that moment. I don't know how you let that guy beat you before the half. It just seemed like, I mean, honestly, it's that shouldn't be allowed to happen. Somebody missed an assignment or someone failed to call the right thing. You just can't play a game where you have one guy you got to be concerned about, and he's the guy that breaks your back.
Yeah, I agree with you. To allow a guy to run a screen, it's really a bubble screen because there was no offensive lineman out in front of him making these marquee blocks to set him free. It was more of him going north and south and just outrunning the desire of a tackler. Yeah. Yeah. And that's disappointing me. But then I'll go to the Bears side. They ran screens and they had illegal men downfield. You got to know the process and the timing of the screen according to your responsibilities so you know where you're set up. There's a couple times where if the Bears could use their outside ability and run screens efficiently, they could counter that with screens of their own version.
Tom, I wasn't hooked up to the radio yet, but so I missed the first series. What was your reaction to Damian Williams starting in place of Khalil Herbert for that first drive?
Boy.
I didn't care because a lot of the teams that we face so far, their running back situation is always a two-headed monster. And I think Damian gives you a different type of vision than Khalil does. So, I was just thinking, okay, play one, maybe it's an outlet pass, maybe it's something that, Damian sees this defense a little differently, but I didn't lose any faith in Khalil Herbert because of it. I was just figuring, okay, if this is just a, more experienced running back who's getting back involved in the mix and they give him the first play. If I was an offensive guard, it would make me mad because I want to play every snap. But, rotating running backs is kind of a theme in the NFL.
Okay.
We'll let you go, Tom. Are you anticipating a trade tomorrow by 3 p.m.?
There's a few guys in my that I would have in mind that I would be willing to trade. But
you want to share their names? Who?
I don't know. I would have to consider A-Rob just to see if there was a team out there that really wanted his services that was going to give me some value for him. And I know that the financial ramifications of the contract, is different for teams around the league. Is the only guy that I would consider untouchable to me is Justin. And everybody else.
Wow.
I would, but that's just the business.
Yeah.
I mean, what is your goal in the long run? Is it to sit here in third place in the division, or either put together a roster that you're going to get guys that are going to eventually go and compete for a division championship?
Absolutely true.
Well, Roquan, no.
Okay, maybe so.
I'm
Tom,
just saying.
Yeah, Roquan and Justin Fields, right?
You got one really young, good defender.
Right. Two players.
Dangle that carrot in front of my face, and then we'll talk about it.
Wow, look at you.
No, and I'm not. Listen, man, I love Roquan. That dude is legit. I mean, he's Fred Warner-like. He's like the other marquee linebackers in the league. But again, just going back to the statement, and I'm not trying to slight anybody. I'm just, I have an open negotiation at trade deadline to see if someone offers me some unrealistic opportunity. I'm not saying get rid of them.
Sure.
But I'm listening to everybody.
That's fair.
Great stuff, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, guys. See ya.
That is Tom Thayer. That's a great comment, in my opinion. 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Are you anticipating a trade tomorrow by 3 p.m.?
There's a few guys that I would have in mind that I would be willing to trade, but...
you want to share their names? Who?
I don't know. I would have to consider A-Rob just to see if there was a team out there that really wanted his services that was going to give me some value for him. And I know that the financial ramifications of the contract, you know, is, you know, different for teams around the league. But the only guy that I would consider untouchable to me is Justin and, you know, everybody else.
Wow.
That's just the business.
I got to tell you, I don't want to overreact, but I think that loss was so bad that you come back and you have that feeling. Okay, hang on to the quarterback. Everybody else can go. Well, let's do whatever we can to rebuild the team. This team's no damn good. I'm not saying that Tom is you know, as emotional a person as I am, but I do believe that you gotta tap the brakes on trade everyone. That's all.
I think you have to be open to the possibility that you're willing to make a deal with everyone on your roster except for Justin Fields and I think Roquan Smith and maybe Jalen Johnson. I don't think the list is very long, though, of guys that you would be unwilling to part with. You have to be. But David, I can say that and realistically know that this isn't Major League Baseball. It's not the NBA.
That's it.
In the NFL, these kind of trades aren't made at the deadline because of cap ramifications, because it's harder to adjust in season to a new scheme and a new team in the NFL. But I think what his point is, and I think you take a step back even further, big picture wise, what happened after yesterday was that you came out of it feeling like, oh boy, the Bears are in developmental mode overall, not just at the quarterback position, but this season feels like it got away from the Bears yesterday. Because if you're 4-4 and you're flirting with mediocrity and you think, okay, we can fool ourselves into thinking a playoff spot is possible again for the third season in a row, we are kind of mired in mediocrity, if you will. Thank you, Rickon. That you now are at 3-5, your defense is struggling, injured, and bad, you don't really feel like that's realistic given your schedule to make a playoff run. So the reality is, yeah, you're going to go young. You're going to start to think about developing.
Okay, so the reality also is that you've got a quarterback, maybe, right? You feel good about the quarterback. I don't know if you feel good about him, and I don't know. People are accusing us of thinking too much of his game. I thought he made progress. I think that's a good thing. I worry about the offensive line. How compromised is it? I would love to see them, you know, get Tevin Jenkins back and see what Borum can do and just figure out who the five guys are. Because, I mean, one of them is definitely the left tackle, and he's only here for a year, really, right?
Do you think that Tevin Jenkins is going to play this year?
I hope so. I mean, in 3 weeks, he's supposedly going to be able – after the
when he comes back, Jason Peters leaves.
Is that right?
Well,
I would not do that.
I think
I would bring him back and let him play, but I would hang on to Justin Peters. There's not much money.
Well, I don't mean leave, like cut him.
Oh, you mean you'd play him over? Well, by that time of the year, you're probably going to play everyone. You're probably going to try every combination. But, I mean, you know, Roquan Smith is really the only young defensive player. Maybe you think Jalen Johnson. But he's taken a little step back in the last couple of weeks.
Well,
he just has. He was playing great. Yeah. But I think that maybe those two then. But that's, David, that's not nearly what you need. I mean, you got a ton of money invested in Mac and Quinn. And, I mean, you're just paying a fortune. Akeem probably leaves at the end of the year, wouldn't you imagine? I would think that Allen Robinson is – he seems like he's done here. He doesn't seem like he's engaged. Maybe I better be careful about how I say it. I'm not necessarily criticizing him. It's just when he speaks, he talks like a guy that no longer has to worry about what he's saying to anything.
It's not just what he speaks. I mean, he hasn't made plays.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't been a big part of this offense, and it's not all his doing. But you mentioned Akeem Hicks. You mentioned Allen Robinson. You mentioned Robert Quinn. I would throw in Danny Trevathan. I would throw in Alec Ogletree. If you can get anything at all.
You're not going to get a sandwich or a six-pack.
For who?
For Danny Trevathan.
You could get a case of beer for Danny Trevathan.
You'd be lucky to get it. Maybe like Old Milwaukee.
Okay.
I'm being honest. I don't think you're going to get a lot for him.
I don't know. You're definitely not going to get craft beer for Danny Trevathan.
You're not
maybe for Ogletree.
You're not going to get a long snapper beer.
No, you're not going to get any long snapper beer from Patrick Manley.
He might give it up.
It's not Major League Baseball. There's not going to be a lot of activity. But if you're Ryan Pace, I think that you are busy today. You are exploring possibilities with your buddy in New Orleans, Mickey Loomis. Do you want Andy Dalton? Do you want anybody else? Can we help you make a playoff run? Because let's be realistic here. You got to be looking ahead. I'd be calling the Dallas Cowboys. I'd be calling the Tennessee Titans. Breaking news here on The Score, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Derrick Henry, according to ESPN, is out, right, with a foot injury?
I think he's gone for the year is what they are talking about.
So he's out for the season.
Yeah.
If you're the Bears and you're Ryan Pace, you have a running back in David Montgomery that might have some value in the trade market.
What did they give up for Montgomery?
They moved up. I forget. He was a third-round draft pick that was given the first-round treatment. He was treated like a guy that it was going to be a starter.
They moved up to get him.
But would you trade him?
Yes. But how much would you get? I mean, what would you get? Would you get back? I would trade him if I got value. I wouldn't give him away. And if you got back what you gave for him, would you get a third round pick for a running back?
I don't think you'd get a third. I think that's asking a lot.
He'd be awful good there, though. He's a tough kid.
I would take a third round pick at this point.
He's also on the injured list.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Okay.
Maybe this week.
Maybe. All right. We got a lot of people want to check in. 312-644-6767. I don't have to tell you, David, because you are well versed in the fact that the listener line, the Score listener line, it's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
And the BetQL network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website, over 10,000 home and auto-connected devices, and BetQLnetwork.com. That's where you can go to hear Molly and I trade away the entire roster.
Here's the problem. I'm about to go OB on this team. I'm going to start screaming again.
No.
Bobby is on the road. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I was thinking about this earlier, and I would gut the defense right now, and I would get four first and second round picks for next year. I'd hire Jimmy Johnson and Dave Wannstedt to run my draft. They could sit on Jimmy's $200 million boat, drinking bourbon, smoking cigars, putting together the best damn roster in the NFL for the Chicago Bears.
I would say Heineken, not bourbon.
Thanks for the phone call.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I like
stuff.
That's a good idea.
Passion. Good fire and passion.
I like it. Now we're getting fired
now
up.
Now we're getting there.
Let's get there. 312-644-6767. Surely someone's had it. Let's try Mike. Mike's in Rockford. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, you were talking about mediocrity, football purgatory, if you will. Here's the problem, guys. Last year they snuck into the playoffs, and I really think that bought Pace and Nagy another, year. But do we really want the Bears? Do we want them to even get into the playoffs? Because listen, I'm not. I know this is old school thinking, but let them tank the year, and then they get higher draft picks.
There's
and
no
then
pick.
The coaches.
They don't have a pick.
They don't have a pick. But however, we don't want this. Do we want Pace and Nagy around? Would it be an excuse for them? They're not going to go anywhere. They get in the playoffs. They're going to be one and done. It's a joke. They're a mediocre team at best, and they're not going to go anywhere. So we got to get Pace and Nagy out here. Let me ask you guys, if they were to somehow sneak in the playoffs, do they get another year, or do you think Pace and Nagy are gone? I want you guys to answer it, if you will.
Oh, if they get in the playoffs, they get another year.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. If they get in the playoffs, they're 3-5. Did you not watch yesterday?
How
their
are they
defense
getting in
the stinks right now.
Yeah, they stink
their
out
offense
loud.
Is right. Got a lack of playmakers. If they're 3-5 now, how do they have to finish to get into the postseason?
Yeah.
And if they do, the entire context of this conversation changes. We're talking in this tone because nobody expects it to change.
Well, I mean, not remotely, right? I mean, not even like, I don't know anyone that feels like this is going in the right direction. Do you?
I really don't. It's hard
it's
to.
It's nice that the quarterback improved, but it's not like he's ready to dominate, right?
What's so frustrating is that the quarterback has improved, and the assumption was that was going to be the biggest challenge, is having the up-and-down nature of a rookie quarterback. But he looks like you can win with him, and you can develop him, and also win football games. The problem is, while that was happening, while he was developing, your defense stopped playing.
Well, I mean, your defense got injured, right? You decided you're going to give your defense, a.k.a. Khalil Mack, some time to recover.
But it's been shredded 3 weeks in a row.
It's been shredded. And have you seen the rushing numbers? The rushing, the number of yards allowed rushing over the three games?
It's
pathetic.
Yeah,
if you look at the Green Bay game and the
here.
Tampa Bay game and yesterday, you gave up like 150 yards plus per game. You don't win games that way. You got no chance of winning a game that way. And obviously you got two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and then you get even Jimmy G can get well.
Jimmy G's not going to Canton, okay?
Jimmy G's not.
He's going back to Arlington
He's
Heights.
He's going to the bank.
What did you think about when he threw the ball into the second deck?
Yeah, it was a little too happy. Bill is on the north. I wanted to punch him. Never mind.
Oh,
Bill is on. I want to dust it.
Okay, Olin.
Bill is on the north side. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys. Love the show. So I understand on Friday, Nagy told the defense that if you tackle, you will get COVID. So they decided to play socially distanced defense on Sunday. Okay. And obviously, that was a problem.
Telling him to sit on that one, Bill. Pretty good.
I like it. Thanks,
all right.
Bill.
Good stuff.
That's
good stuff.
His message, social distancing. Especially when Debo Samuel gets the ball. Let's try Perry. He's on the Odyssey app. Hi, Perry.
Hey guys. Good to talk to you again. This team, I mean, I think we all agree, this nucleus isn't going to sniff a Super Bowl, let alone a playoff.
Playoffs?
I know, right? I don't know, that Carl last week, 5 wins in a row. I think he meant 5 losses in a row, but here's the thing. I hate gutting a team and giving up, but at this point in time, I'd rather get what I can from who I have and, you know, start accumulating some draft picks if they're second, third, fourth round picks versus, you know, staying in this kind of like, ugh, team losing, maybe win a game or two, and then be lucky to be six wins, right?
All right. It's a great thought and a proper sentiment, but it's just not realistic. In the NFL, that's not the currency that's going to get – you're not going to get second and third and fourth round draft picks for the players that the Bears would be dangling today.
Exactly. But you're going to get rid of money. That would be it.
That's it.
But, you know, again, hey, how are the Bears doing? They were doing
Anybody seen Jimmy Graham, by the way?
I think he's in the protocol.
What in the world? Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
He was. But
last week.
He's been two weeks in the protocol.
Okay.
But again, to your point, though, like he's so not relevant that we don't even remember the guys in the protocol.
Let's fly. Let's fly away. The pilot's probably in the protocol in the cockpit. Right?
Very good.
Just flying around, trying not to infect anybody.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The jumbo set this time. A fake to Herbert. Fields looking for the end zone. Diving attempt by the tight end, Jesse James. Touchdown, Chicago.
On the take, Fields was going to do something with it, but it was not this. He's trying to get out of trouble. Breaks out of a tackle left. To the 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! 22-yard ad-lib play. A broken play turns into six for Justin Fields. And the Bears are within a point of tying it up. 9:32 to go.
Good football player. I think number one improved today. I thought you saw he made plays with his legs. He led our team. I thought he threw the ball well. He gave us a chance, and obviously he's a special player. I mean, he made nothing into something and got us going there. So real pleased with him, and that's the story of a rookie quarterback. You saw a guy get better, so I'm excited about that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our thanks to the fine folks at Fox and, of course, our sister station, WBBM. Sisters, we're sisters. God help the mystery who gets between me and my sister.
Okay.
And that was the voice of Chris Tabor. What do you mean, okay? You didn't like that?
I love it. I love it when you rhyme.
It's a song from a movie.
Chris Tabor was... He was speaking on behalf of, I think, everybody that watched. I think we all saw growth in Justin Fields yesterday. That was the biggest takeaway. The biggest shame of it was how the defense didn't hold up its end. And it's a rare Sunday in Chicago, not only this year, but this decade. Not only this decade, but this millennium. Not only this millennium, but last century, that we can say that the defense is not as good as the quarterback for the Bears. And that is the case. Yesterday, that was the case yesterday, and it's frankly the case moving forward, which makes this all so troubling and a little bit confusing, confounding, frustrating. Because what do you do about that, Molly? I mean, Justin Fields looks like a guy who's ready to start to take off now, and he can build off this game, and he can build off this growth. The problem is, defensively, all of a sudden, the last three games have been awful. Awful for a unit that we came to trust and kind of conditionally do. But they're not holding up their end. So what do you do now?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, tomorrow 3 p.m. is the trade deadline, and the Bears have got this thing going with Ryan Pace where he likes to identify a single player and move up in the draft to get him, and that's great that he gets his man. Unfortunately, not all those picks have worked out, but they've all cost something. So you keep paying out draft picks and you lose draft capital. So you could use maybe bringing in some draft capital. The problem is, who do you trade? What do you have that's going to turn heads? There are teams that have problems that believe they are contenders. I don't believe personally the Bears are a contender. I don't think I believed that last year when they actually made the expanded playoffs. I don't think I believe it coming into this year, but certainly at 3-5 with 9 games remaining, they have 9 left.
Oh my God.
So you can say
that's a threat, not a promise.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. You've lost 3 in a row,
yeah,
and you got 9 more, And you can say, well, you know what? We were playing for first place in the division. Ah, we lost that game. We went down to Tampa. You know, they're the defending champions, and we beat them last year. They probably owed us one. Oh, we came back. You know, the Niners had lost four.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you.
I don't want to mislead anybody because I'm realistic. I don't think we either one of us expect a lot of activity. I think what we're trying to do is talk through the possibilities if, in fact, they were able to find a taker and why it's valuable because – you know, they traded for Ryan Pace this year. I mean, was it last month? It was early. It was October 5th, I believe it was. He traded a sixth round pick for Jakeem Grant. Now, tell me what makes sense about that. I'm telling you, if I'm the only guy in town that gets frustrated every time I see Jakeem Grant go deep on a punt or a kickoff, that guy is fearless, and that's not a good thing to me. I don't think he uses his head a lot. He has aggressiveness, but he was not worth a sixth-round draft pick, I guess, is my overall point. And that's something you need to maybe recoup if you are Ryan Pace. You need to start to look at these late-round draft picks, the guys that the picks that you used on guys like Khalil Herbert, right, and Larry Borum.
That's pretty good.
And try to get back some value because the bottom of your roster isn't quality right now, and you need depth. And that's how you build depth, by keeping those picks and making smart choices.
You know, if Henry's out for the year, why wouldn't they want to go make a move? They're built to run the football. They're built to use that element of their game. I don't know how close David Montgomery is, but the Bears have gotten a really good contribution from Khalil Herbert. Now, that was scary. He took a hit yesterday and left the game. And then, you know, you were worried that he got hurt, his neck got hurt, then he came back into the game. Why they saw what was going on with Khalil Herbert the last few weeks and decided, you know what? Let's start Damian Williams because we're really...
That made no sense.
Well,
I'm sitting in the press box and I'm thinking, looking around like, does anybody know what's going on here?
Is it blitz pickup or something? Is that the idea?
Molly, I don't know. Stop it. I'm not yelling at you.
You're mad about it, Molly.
But I think...
Stop it.
You're starting a game. Don't talk to me about situational football when you're starting a game. Khalil Herbert was coming off a 100-yard game against the Buccaneers, and he sits on the bench for the first series? No, you want to get him lathered up. You want to give him, frankly, a connection between last week and this week. You want to give him the football on first down of the first game back at home under those circumstances. You don't want him watching Damian Williams do whatever Damian Williams does. What's he here for anyway? I mean... Trade him.
We have a texter checking in after you complained about the sixth-round pick. He says, I think Pace has traded his last pick for the Chicago Bears. That's what we'll remember, right? I mean, it'll be a trader Ryan, right?
Willing to give up draft capital for players that he was fixated on and the inability of those players that he fixated on to fulfill their potential.
Willing to give up draft capital to move up to get Mitch, to move up one spot, giving up draft capital for no reason, just because he had like a personal panic over his guy wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I think he overreacted, and Mitch Trubisky will be the emblem for Ryan Pace's lack of foresight. Always and forever, but you don't want him to trade any more draft picks, and you hope that he can get some back in return. I'm skeptical that they will be able to do it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk to Dave Wanstead about what it means. But who do they have that anybody would want? David Montgomery starts with him. Andy Dalton, perhaps. I know it's
I don't know. Here's the problem, David, and I'm just saying. Would you get anything for a running back in the NFL these days? You know, the problem is, I mean, a team like Tennessee that runs the ball and needs a running back, maybe you get something. Nothing major, but maybe you get something. That now creates a possibility, and you should be on the phone making a...
How about Allen Robinson to the Packers?
Oh, God. Wow, you're just cruel. You're just mean-spirited.
Now you're mad at me.
Now, yeah. No.
Yell at me.
I that's not a chance. That's the one thing you can't do. Give them anything.
Unless you're trading Justin Fields or Roquan Smith, any other possibility is one you need to entertain if you're Ryan Pace.
All right. We're going to bring in Dan and Layla next. We'll talk to our colleagues. It is Mully and Haw. It is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.